Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Barnstorming PA for a special live breakfast session with our guest star, Logan, who happens to be the son of our almost as special guest, Ryan. Before we introduce Ryan and what he's doing, let me throw it to our often co-host and friend and an ally in all things progressive and fun and important that is really about connecting the big ideas of change to the actual work of change and the arcs of work that involves that. So let me throw it to Dwayne, and we'll take it from there.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jordy. I am so happy to be here this morning and so happy that we have some guests here, which is awesome. When thinking about this show and coming on board, I was thinking about where we were when the pandemic first broke out. And Ryan and I, who's here, and Ryan, we'll have you introduce yourself in a moment. Yeah. We worked on a project together, and some of that has come full circle, which is awesome. And so, Ryan, how about if you introduce yourself? So my name is Dwayne. I'm with SEIU Healthcare PA. I'm also active in the Democratic Party. I'm on the State Executive Committee and the Chair of the Progressive Caucus. And it's my pleasure to introduce Ryan and Logan.
Hi, guys. I'm Ryan. This is Logan. This is my only child at the moment. And I'm a nurse at Geisinger in Wyoming Valley. I've been there for about 5 years now. I've been a nurse for a grand total of 10 years. And I am working at GWV's ICU. I've been starting to get a little bit more involved in SEIU's union at GWV. And that's kind of where I'm at right now in my life.
So, Ryan, maybe you could tell us a little bit about that program. Like when, I mean, we know what, well, you know firsthand what things were like that first year of the pandemic going into mm-hmm. the And I know that there was an incredible concern, and I know the union was kind of at the forefront of trying to help, you know, in any way that we can to kind of get our feet underneath us. And maybe you can share with folks, if you remember, what are the big things that kind of jump when you think back to, we actually did a radio spot on it too, mm-hmm. Back to that campaign about where you were, what was going on.
So I do remember that was about a year ago, right before Thanksgiving. And the question you asked me was really, is it safe to really go out to family? And like what my feelings were at that time. And really at that time, it was kind of how big is your family, like your family get together? How conscientious is your family? How safe does everyone really want to be? And at that point in time, I was just exhausted and tired and pretty much scared for my family because the pandemic was still really just... Sorry. The pandemic was really just still roaring, and it was awful. My ICU was filled to capacity with COVID patients at that time. Intubated patients that were there for 2 weeks at a time, and there was just such a backlog on beds that my nurses were also getting exhausted too. So, hold on, buddy. Hold on. I know it's your. I know you want to do this, but. So my statement at that time was, it's okay to spend Thanksgiving with your family or with your immediate family, with your own household, that it was okay to try to be cautious. But as time went on, we got the vaccine rolled out. We have an actual antiviral that's getting rolled out at some point in time soon, hopefully. And the pandemic is getting a little bit easier for us to manage. We're smarter about what we are doing. We're smarter in the hospital about how we're treating it. Yes, you do. So this past couple of months, COVID wasn't nearly as...
What is this called?
aggressive as it was in the past couple of years. Maybe about half capacity. It was still serious. It was still deadly, and it was still awful. But we just didn't have as much of it as we did the first two holiday seasons. And now that we're coming up on, now that I think about it, we're coming up on spring and summertime. Things are getting warm, and I don't really have a lot of COVID in my ICU. I can't exactly give exact numbers. I think I have like maybe two or three patients right now in my ICU, but they're really not good, not that sick. Not as sick as them in the past. That's how I base my my next message out, is based on how many people are in my ICU. And I can honestly say I feel comfortable going out right now. I'm taking my son out places. We're going to playgrounds more often. We're going to go like do a bounce house later next week. We're actually being active. We're being social because he hasn't had that experience to actually go hang out with other kids. So that's really what I want to say, is it's okay to start socializing. It's okay to go get go do fun things again. Please go out, have fun. At the same time, though, just. I'm sorry if it's hard to listen to me while he's living his best life. But at the same time, though, I'm saying, like, go out, have fun. But just be aware of what's going on. If you have something, if you have someone nearby that's coughing, hacking up a lung, it's okay to like say, like, it's okay to give them a little bit of distance. These people should be able to, it should be okay to tell have people be aware that if you're coughing, if you're being sick, just be conscious of the next, aware of the next person, and be nice to the next person, and stay home if you're sick.
Right.
With like any cold, any flu, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, I think the message is loud and clear, Ryan. And I really appreciate the fact that early on you were such an advocate and for public health and public safety, and thinking about your coworkers and the environment you were in. And the advice was, yeah, you know, you can spend time with your family, but do it in a smart way. Make sure that if you're ill, that you're taking precautions. Maybe you don't go. Staying away from large groups. And of course, the holidays were during the winter time. We were indoors. That was a huge concern. But now what we're looking at is a little bit of a different environment, is what I'm hearing. That although we still need to be smart, like you said, even, I mean, what we should normally be doing, right? If we have a cough, if we have some symptoms, that we should, you know, take precautions. But otherwise, that, you know, if we can do things, especially in a safe way, and that includes being outdoors, like you said, taking your kid to the playground or being able to walk around the park or enjoying especially things in the outdoors, that's a space that we crave. You know, you were talking about, you know, your son living his best life. And I'm sure that that includes going to the playground and going to the park. And that's one of the reasons why I'm excited about this initiative that the nurses at Geisinger Wyoming Valley has taken, and this event that's going on, which is on Saturday, May 7th, from 12 until 4 p.m. Kirby Park. At Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre, it's at 160 West Market Street in Wilkes-Barre, there is going to be a community health fair. But it's not like every other health fair. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what that fair is looking like, because I know you're active with the committee of nurses that's putting this together.
Right. So you're absolutely right. We're putting on the community health fair May 7th. It's from noon to 4 on that Saturday. And we really just want to get anyone there happy to come out. We have nurses that are going to be there. They're going to be doing screenings, just like any other health fair with nurses. We're going to be doing that. But there is also going to be other vendors out there. We invited a whole lot of mental health professionals to come there to hang out, just to be there to talk to. We have other companies that want to come out and just promote their own idea of wellness and mental wellness at their program. I know the state police are going to be there for fingerprint for an identification system for their for children. So if an Amber Alert were able to be were happening, we have an identification system for kids to be easily and readily known. We have a couple of gyms going there talking about fitness and how that promotes your own mental, your own well-being. And then also we have music, and we also have food trucks. Are the food trucks going to be healthy? Probably not. But are they going to be? But do I find that good food actually promotes good mental health? And that's actually been my thing for the past 2 years, because the past 2 years have been, they've been awful. I don't know if you've been there, but they've been awful the past 2 years. So I've been all about mental health and things that have been better for making sure you're your best self.
Right. So I understand there's also going to be like face painting. There's going to be rock. Yeah. There's going to be, you know, games at the park that kids can play. There's going to be basket raffles for folks. There's going to be a lot of fun things. And, of course, it is a health fair. So we're going to do blood pressure screening. There's going to be mental health professionals there and other things like that. But it sounds like a great day just to be out with your family, out with kids. I believe there were some daycares who were also going to be there. Having some of the folks, some of the kids join us from the daycare. And I can tell you firsthand, when we had the St. Patrick's Day in Scranton, what a joy it was to see all the kids out on the street and have a good time at the parade. And so I'm really looking forward to coming to this event. So I wonder, does our other guests there have any feelings about going to the park?
Logan, do you like going to Kirby Park?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go hang out at Kirby Park?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to meet my coworkers?
That's okay.
Nurse is getting a little bit overwhelming. That's all right.
I thought I was the other guest, and I was so excited to talk about going to the park. I love going to the park.
My mistake.
No.
Someone else steal the show?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still a little bit, I'm very interested in food, and I've worked as a chef sometimes in my life. And I'm thinking about, you know, how to make the funnel cake healthier. I mean, I think if you put some kale, you could blend some kale into the batter and it would still taste. It'd be a really cool shade of green.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I can't imagine what that, it just looks wrong in my head.
Anyway. No, if you want, all right, I think of it like if you're going to make it up like a crepe, you could do like a buckwheat funnel cake or something like that. I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's the grain that is the problem. It is the maximization of surface area for frying that creates the health issue.
or that.
I got to say, though, you ate I may be, sorry to pull this apart, but this is I feel like funnel cake is a food where each next bite is not as good as the first bite. Like the very first bite is a funnel cake is really good. It's warm. And like every bite after that, it's cooling, it's congealing. You're starting to feel like in your stomach, right? Like I only ever want the first bite of a funnel cake personally. But sorry.
No, they put like all the different mixins in there. You put all the fruit toppings on there, the blueberries, the strawberries, the thank you.
Get a blueberry. Is this
Logan?
Logan, what's your favorite? Real time funnel cake toppings. Sorry.
We should do a survey because Logan's our expert here about going to the park and things to eat. So, Logan, what's your favorite food to eat?
Do you like cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
Do you like chicken nuggies?
Yeah.
Do you like hot dogs?
Yeah.
Are these things going to be at the community health fair?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, you're breaking news. That's cool.
That is cool.
That is cool. Yeah. Look, look. Is that Spider-Man or Iron Man? I can't tell.
It's Spider-Man.
It'd be cool if we had Spider-Man there. Wow.
Could I just ask a quick question? Like, so, Ryan, like, so I could, if I was going, I could get a blood pressure test. Where are some of the other, are there other kind of screenings or tests or health information I could get?
There's going to be a pulse ox, so where you can measure how much oxygen is saturated in your blood. There's going to be, I'm sorry at the moment. I'm a little distracted and I'm not actually thinking completely about all the different things that are there. And I'm sorry about that.
I got you. We have the screenings that are going on, Jordy, but there's also going to be lots of information there. Obviously, there'll be information there about COVID and what's currently happening and what the numbers look like. There'll be some information there. There's going to be some information from from some mental health providers too, with some resources where people can. And I just heard a story this morning about youth and mental health and what the kind of crisis that we have right now. So there'll be resources there for that. There's also going to be a survey, which is really interesting, by FAN, the Pennsylvania Health Access Network, which is a statewide organization that really checks in on the determinants of health, which are a lot more than just, you know, hospitals and nursing homes and home health care. It includes like the type of food we eat and our access to good food and clean air and clean water and all of the things that help to make us healthy. Good jobs also help, you know, in terms of our mental health. And so there's going to be some survey information. So they're looking to get information from our community about how well we feel, what are the things that we need locally, because healthcare should be about what do we need. It always seems to be about who's buying the local hospital and who's managing it, who's funding it, where are the resources coming from, instead of what do we actually need in our community. Like, do we need more pediatric services, for example? Or do we need more women's health things? Or do we need some more beds for mental health or what those things might be? So that's kind of exciting too, a place where we can get together and let folks know, like, how, just checking in with the community. Where are we? Where can we go? So in addition to the actual screenings that will be there.
Thank you, Dwayne, for taking over on that. Like I said, I just completely blanked out on that. I've had too many blueberries, clearly.
Yeah, I'm not sure if too many can apply to blueberries, but the mental health issues and the youth mental health. Like, I know, I have a 21-year-old and two 18-year-olds, and you know, sort of firsthand and sort of knowing, talking to them about their experience. Excuse me. It is, there has been a real market, increase in the mental health issues. And so, you know, it just sort of seems like we're still at a place in our country and our society where we have this historical legacy, right? Like, we never invested enough in it. We're still kind of overcoming that, like, idea of like, well, you should just take care of yourself, you know, like sort of pull yourself up by your bootstraps. In terms of mental health things. So I think it's great that you all are making space for that. Maybe another thing, just to throw this out, is like, it's, you know, we didn't really build a system around promoting wellness, right? It's still mostly about diagnosing problems and fixing them. But if the more and more we can do, and, you know, I don't know, Ryan, if you have anything as a professional healthcare provider, but, you know, whatever we can do to improve wellness in the first place reduces the need for interventionist. Can I say that? Like, healthcare that's about fixing the problems that were preventable.
So the more we make things available, the more available that we make ourselves to do things outside of the workplace, the more I find the better that our mental health is. I find that everyone is so stressed out about, in the hospital, at least everyone has been so stressed out about being in the hospital that they've let it actually consume themselves to affect their mental health. So having this health fair, something put together that we can actually be outside and do something other than be in the workplace, is fantastic for mental health. Is fantastic for your own for personal well-being. The more things that are available to us, the more likely we are going to be able to take care of ourselves. So by all means, like I want everyone here to be I want everyone to show up to this health fair on Saturday, May 7th, so that you can see that there are other things going on to be able to take care of yourself. And health isn't just about one person. Health is a whole community. It's everyone involved. It's not just you doing something by yourself. It's about the person next to you that is able to help you out. It's about being able to talk to somebody. You don't just play. You just don't go out and do life by yourself. You have something, someone else there to be able to have life with you. If that makes sense.
I think we have a title for the episode. You don't just go out and do life by yourself.
I think that works. So if we could remind folks, so the event is Saturday, May 7th from 12 until 4. And it's at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre on 160 West Market Street. Fun family day event outdoors at the park. There will be food vendors there. There will be things for kids to games at the park to play. There'll also be, since it is a health fair, some health screenings, some good things out there, some good resources for families to come out. And Ryan, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Not at the moment. I think I've got everything that I wanted to say out there. And thank you so very much for having me here. This has been fun. Logan, what do you think? Do you like being on a podcast?
I was at the farm.
Yes.
The farm?
Yes, he was. We were at Hillside yesterday.
Oh, okay. Something about a buggy?
Yeah, you saw bunnies. You saw
bunnies.
Two bunnies? Yes. I saw two bunnies.
Awesome. Logan, it's been wonderful to have you, and we'd like to thank you for bringing along your special guest, your father.
All goats.
Yeah. Also excellent. Also, teeny tiny plug, Action Together NEPA, which is Dwayne is on the board of, and I'm the organizer for Campus and Training. We're also going to have a table there, and we're going to launch some canvases there, some issue canvases, which is about talking to people about issues that matter to them. And if I can stretch this, that's really about the health of the community, the health of our civic society. It's a good preventative prophylactic care and for that. Thank you again to Ryan and to Logan. Thank you, Dwayne, for putting this together. The event is in the, it's, if you've been watching this live, we have it in the notes. And if you're listening to this on audio podcast, you should check out the show notes. There'll be a link to the event and directions. Parking, right? I feel like people always have questions about parking. I don't know that area well. Is it easy to park around Kirby Park?
It's very easy to park there. It's you go to, you either come off of the Market Street Bridge and you turn left into the park, and there's a nice big parking lot right there, or you just go through Edwardsville and Kingston and turn left on Northampton Street, and you go down that way. And again, there's a big parking lot there. Parking is not an issue.
Bye there.
Awesome. Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there. Hey, Logan, I'm looking forward to meeting you. I hope that you bring Spider-Man with you. If that'd be cool. Yeah, bring Spider-Man, all right?
He's going to be dressed up. I guess.
Oh, is he really?
Yes, this is what he loves to do. But I look forward to being there, and I am excited for to see everyone there.
It's nice of him to walk his parental caregivers, take you for walks and stuff.
All right. He's very good about running around.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks.